The Rockaways is on the long path to Sandy recovery, and that has been made more evident by the frigid temperatures icing over the city. Some 8,200 homes and businesses hit by Sandy remain without power, according to the Long Island Power Authority. And as WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports, many of those homes in the Rockaway Park neighborhood are also without heat.
Louis DeCaro's family lives in this dust-swept stretch of Queens at 91st Street. His son and grandkids are living without heat. So how do they stay warm? The oven.
He's piled everybody into the kitchen. We put a sheet up over the kitchen door, and we use the oven. And that's where the three dogs, the wife, my ex-wife, I mean, my son, my daughter-in-law, and both my grandkids sleep. And, yeah, no, it's pretty rough, man, since Sandy hit us.
At the bodega, residents here grab dollar coffees, swap stories, never sulking. Down the block is a dry cleaner's, one of the few in this area. I find the owner, Xiaomei Zhang, and her 20-month-year-old son bundled in quilted jackets.
No heat, no electric. Like, no, I can't do anything. You know, it's inside only the 20 degree. Cold.
She's right. There's a thermometer right above the door. Zhang reopened the store after Christmas. Her husband picks up $40 worth of gas from flushing every morning to run a generator. And every week, the landlord says power and heat will be back soon.
I don't know what you do. She says you need a week, maybe 1 month, maybe 2 months. I don't know.
There's a CVS in a trailer nearby, and there's a sign shop next door, but she remains open in what residents otherwise consider a ghost town. Many shops remain shuttered.
I don't want to stay here. I want to close. I can't because customers, they need to close.
Follow the white contractor vans down the street, fixing one house at a time, and you end up at Alex Ocasio's, another home without heat. Repairs aren't coming fast enough, he says. His neighbor scurries out of his apartment.
Okay. He was coming to see if I had any heat, but nobody has heat. He's colder than we are down here because his whole apartment is on the front, so he gets that draft that comes in.
Ocasio's been boiling pots of water on the stove since Sandy, but finally got electricity the other week and can run several small heaters now. The Long Island Power Authority says they can't restore power, which for some means heat, until landlords make repairs and get proper electrical certificates. New boilers are also up to the landlord. Meanwhile, residents of the Rockaways are bracing for more cold weather, with snow expected later this week. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.